Renee, this next story is going to take me back to a very painful time in my life. My little league days. My mom was the coach of our little league team, and she benched me all the time. And I went to her and I said, "Mom, you're probably just doing this because you don't want to make it look like you're playing favorites." And she said, "No, David, you're being benched because we need to win."
Oh, David.
Hurt.
Is that true? Yes or no?
Yeah, 100%. I swear.
Well, it turns out bench players can steal the spotlight. They're doing it at Monmouth University in West Long Branch, New Jersey. The basketball team there is off to a hot start, and their bench warmers have been winning fans and fame with their over-the-top, elaborately choreographed celebrations. Here's NPR's Kevin Leahy.
Like a lot of great teams, Monmouth's bench guys can give you a variety of different looks.
We got the pirate ship, trophy fish, heart attack. We got some new ones.
Sophomore guard Dan Polari opens up the celebration playbook.
The joust.
It's like me and one of the other kids were horses.
That's Dan's cousin and teammate, Louis Polari.
And then like Dan goes on the other kid's back, and then Tyler goes on my back, and we like joust.
Like a medieval equestrian duel right there on the sideline in the middle of a game. Along with Tyler Robinson and Greg Nowak, Dan and Louis form what USA Today called the best bench in basketball. They meet before games and bounce around new ideas for celebrations.
Then we write them down on a list, and Greg Nowak keeps the list in his sock. He'll look at his sock real quick and be like, "Next big moment, this is what we're doing."
So during a game against Rutgers, when Monmouth drained a big three-pointer, three guys dropped to their knees and reared up like horses. A fourth was in the back holding what looked like imaginary reins.
I don't understand what went on over on the bench after that three-point shot.
The TV announcer was not feeling it.
I didn't understand that routine.
Okay, it was supposed to be Santa's sleigh pulled by reindeer. They can't all be winners. But Dan Polari says the key is to commit 100%.
When Tyler Robinson improvised in Florida, he died on the court. He was fully dead, closed his eyes. I was over his body crying, getting really into it.
And they keep it topical, too. Over the weekend, the guys reenacted a famous lightsaber battle from Star Wars. These antics, which are shared across social media in the form of vines and GIFs, have led to a ton of media attention.
This is SportsCenter.
And by the way, it helps that their teammates have been getting it done on the court with a handful of high-profile victories. The bench guys have played charades on national TV. They've got their own Twitter handle, at Monmouth Bench. And the NCAA says as long as they stay off the court, it's all just in good fun.
I mean, we're just all really good friends, to be honest.
This is Greg Nowak. Remember the guy who keeps the list in his sock? He says his coach loves the shtick, and so do his teammates.
It's really easy to feed off of that and to create energy for someone else that, like, you love them so much, and it's just like, man, I just want to support you, so it's really easy.
We were chatting a few hours before a really big game against Georgetown, and later that night, as Monmouth cruised to victory over the Hoyas, the bench warmers revealed their masterpiece, a reenactment of a real-life masterpiece.
The Sistine Chapel.
Dan Polari's teammates picked him up and held him out horizontally. He outstretched an arm towards Nowak, who was lounging on the hardwood. The two then extended their index fingers, just barely connecting. Yes, Michelangelo's famous painting, The Creation of Adam. The routine made Fox Sports 1's post-game highlight reel.
When are they going to run out of ideas?
But they're not, because they're college students.
And there's a long season ahead. Kevin Leahy, NPR News.
People on the bench in the spotlight. I love it. That's college basketball.